Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
To the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and this is the 50th Health and Wellness episode. So we've come a long way since when I began way back when in the summer with Mariano, and then eventually having the show to myself after he went and moved on, which is totally fine. So I'm excited for this episode, and there's been a lot of, I've learned a lot from this show, and I've learned a lot just as a podcast host, but also through gathering material and content for the show. I have learned a lot about health and wellness, and I've learned how to better myself as well. So I hope you guys have too. But anyway, so we're going to jump right along into this episode of the podcast. Now, this episode, like many, many other episodes on the podcast, I do them, or I think of, create, or come up with content based upon my own selfish needs. So this one is no exception. And this episode is in regards to what to put into, or when you're creating a survival or emergency kit, what you should have in that kit. Now, I say that this is kind of selfish because my brother, one of my brothers, he lives in Nevada, and so he comes back and forth to visit us, but he has to drive through the mountains and it gets really cold. It snows a lot, and there's often times when you can't get through the mountain pass, like through certain areas of this highway that he has to go on. They'll actually block it off due to weather conditions. And then also most recently here in Sacramento, especially in the greater Sacramento area and in Northern California, there has been a lot of rain. It's winter time, but we were suffering from a drought these last few years. So the onset of this downpour that we've been having these last few weeks has had people on high alert, and some people even had to evacuate, I believe it was last week, due to potential floods and some flooding as well. And there was the potential of the levee breaking. And so there's a lot of things that have been close to home in regards to why survival kits and emergency kits and emergency supplies have been on my mind. But then also just around the United States as well, due to the weather every single year around this time, especially during the winter time, with just a lot of rain, with snow, there's been mudslides. A lady who came into my other job was talking to me about how her husband is a firefighter and he has been stationed out to help people evacuate or in case of emergency due to the flooding. So it's been on my mind. And, you know, I think it's something that where when you're being prepared, it can definitely help you in the long run. And you never know when it's going to happen. And of course, there are some places throughout the United States and even here in California where you may be on more of a high alert more often versus like here in Sacramento, where with the most recent flooding, and things like that. It's not something that we necessarily think about during the winter time as often. So with that being said, I wanted to jump into, now there's two types of kits, or there's different types of kits, and these are kind of more on the basic side of things. And this is just some information that I gathered through talking to some people as well as doing some research. And so depending on where you live and depending on what kind of weather and natural disasters that you have to deal with will, of course, obviously dictate what supplies you may need versus some of the supplies that I might state that might not seem as necessary. But nonetheless, you know, these are just some basic ideas of what you should include in your kit. Now, all of us know that we should have water supply. Like, we should have, you know, bottled water, especially in the home. Having cases of bottled water, especially during this time, that always seems to be something that flies off the shelves when people are at risk or being, you know, gathering supplies for an onset of a natural disaster or something like that. And also, this can be something that you can have in your car as well. Now, water bottles, sometimes, like, I keep water bottles in my car all the time too. And but I drink them constantly. Like, I don't have a case of water that sits in my car. I believe my brother does, however, because when he makes his trips up and down the mountain, he wants to make sure that he has at least that. I know he has a small, like, little emergency kit where he keeps some supplies just in case for when he travels up and down the mountain. But anyway, so there is something called Aqua Blocks. Now, Aqua Blocks is actually water in a box. It's like in little, they kind of remind me of Hi-C containers, if you guys remember drinking Hi-C juice. And these actually boast having a shelf life of 5 years. So that's something definitely, and that's another thing, is that when you make these survival kits, especially with some of these perishable items, I mean, this is not as perishable because it does last up to 5 years, but you got to make sure that you stay on top of that and that you're renewing or replacing any perishable items once they hit that expiration date. So if you create a survival kit that you keep locked away in a closet or in your trunk of your car, or wherever, maybe you keep it in the basement, whatever it is, but just making sure that you stay on top of the expiration date for things that can perish or that have just really long shelf life. So if you guys get some of these containers or things like that where the food item or the water is able to last a long time, that you just kind of keep a reminder on your fridge or even on your phone. You can program it onto your phone, program it into your email, so that in another 4 years, you swap it out for a new batch of Aqua Blocks and maybe drink that water, just, you know, pack it in your kid's lunch or anything, because, you know, it only has a year left. Anyways, you might as well consume it, and then replacing it with another batch that will last another 5 years if you don't happen to use it by the expiration date. And so I thought that was pretty cool, especially because water, or just, you know, with water bottles as well, that's something that definitely you want to keep on hand and definitely keep in stock. And dependent upon how many people are in your family also depends on how much you should have, really. And so, you know, it's a gallon of water weighs about 8 pounds. And you need about a gallon of water a day per person. So keep that in mind too, especially if you're stocking up for a survival or emergency kit that you keep in home, is having enough to last you. Now, lasting you at least a minimum of a week. Some people say at least an emergency kit for up to 72 hours, 3 days. But again, this also depends on where you're from and what natural disasters you're facing, because you may be in a place where there's often a lot of snow and blizzards, and you know that there have been times when you've been locked in, shut in, or snowed in for longer than a week. So you should prepare for a minimum of a week, 2 weeks. Maybe 72 hours isn't really realistic when you know that you're going to go through those supplies. And especially if you have kids, you want to take in consideration that as well. Now, because, you know, refillable water bottles are a good idea, but you may not have access to a water source, or something might happen with the pipes and plumbing and things like that. So you never really know, and it's better to prepare and to have no access and to keep that in mind. They can get contaminated. Water supplies can get contaminated depending on where you live as well. So it's definitely something to consider. So when we come back from this quick break, I'm going to jump into some other things that you're going to need in your survival kit. I know that this was kind of just the start of it. So you are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome, everybody, back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So this one is all about what to pack, store, set aside for a disaster or an emergency. Now, some things like we had discussed, like water, is pretty evident. I've also learned about freeze-dried food and food that has a long shelf life that you don't necessarily need to warm up, cook, or chill. So freeze-dried food is a really good one. Dried foods, nuts, things like that, things that are not going to perish or that can give you some substance. Energy bars is another one that comes up a lot. It's very common and basic when it comes to what you should have as far as the fundamentals of an emergency kit. So definitely something to consider. Other things such as extra batteries, especially for a flashlight. Also an extra cell phone battery that stays charged. There are also little generators, or my dad calls them bricks, like little battery bricks or battery packs that you can keep charged up, that in case if the power goes out and or you don't have access to, you know, an outlet, such as if you're in the car or you're out and about when an emergency hits you, then you can have these little packs where you plug in your phone or you plug in your laptop or whatever it may be that you need to charge at that time or needs to recharge, that you can use. And of course, use your electronic devices sparingly, especially such as if like your cell phone, because you may need to use that later in order to call for help or to get help and give location as well. And so another thing to add into it, so extra batteries for a flashlight, definitely having at least one flashlight. There are such things as crank flashlights so that you can crank it yourself, and that would help, especially if you are in a place where you may be without power for a long extended periods of time inside the house or in the basement, whatever it may be. Then you can crank the flashlight and you don't have to worry about the batteries running out or the charge running out as well. If you have children, then definitely having extra of everything that you need for your babies, extra diapers, extra formula. The onesies, because you may not have access again to water, so you may not be able to wash clothes and things like that. So you need multiple switches of clothes as well. Socks is something that even when I just travel and I go spend the night, even like at a girlfriend's house or whatever, I always pack extra socks and underwear as well, because that's something that you need to change often. And if you get wet, then you may have to wear a wet shirt or wet pants, but at least your undergarments can be changed and clean and warm as well. And then maps of the local area. So if you live like here, for instance, in California, then maybe a map of the Northern California area or of all of California. If you're, you know, traveling and if you're going for a hike or you're going for a road trip or anything like that, having a physical map. Now, we depend on GPS. We depend on our navigation systems in our car, on our phones, Google Maps, all of that. But again, if you don't have access to electricity, you don't have access to internet, you don't have access to GPS, for whatever reason, things go wrong, things turn off, things shut down, things, I don't know, maybe in part of the disaster when you're in the hustle and bustle of gathering things, you drop your phone and it cracks and now the screen is black. You never know what could happen. So having a physical map of the area, especially if you're traveling to a new location or just of your home state, is very, very important, just to have medical supplies. So there are such things, of course, like you can just buy your own first aid kit, but then you may need particulars for your own personal or individual needs or the needs of your loved ones and family members. So medical supplies such as an extra pair of glasses if you wear glasses or contact lenses, syringes, medication, a 7-day supply of medication, whatever medication that you're on, just in case so that you can have it. If you need an EpiPen, having an extra EpiPen just in case. Having, you know, if you wear hearing aids or some your loved one wears hearing aids, having extra batteries for that as well. If you have a certain dietary restrictive diet, like if you have a restricted diet, then having things, you know, that are good for you that can come in handy and are necessary for your survival just as an individual as well. So again, you know, 7-day supply of medication for females, especially sanitation and personal hygiene items and products, because you never know and you may need to use that as well. So that, in addition to the typical first aid kit that has like aspirin, gauze, ointments, and I think there's also in some there might be anti-nausea medication there, you know, the butterfly band-aids just in case if you have a gash. So definitely something. There are also, these are really cool things that I have learned about recently. So one I've known about, but there are like those ice packs where you like snap them or you shake them up and then they start cooling. So they, you can store those as well. You don't necessarily have to have them in the freezer, that you can actually activate them when you need to. And then there are also these things that I learned about from the lady whose husband was a firefighter. You can get this, she was saying, from Winco, which is a supermarket here in the area. But, and I'm sure that you can Google and you can find these online as well as a store near you. So you might have to do some research depending if there's not a Winco nearby. And now I personally haven't gone to Winco to check this out myself, but I'm planning on doing so because I think that this will be very beneficial for my brother to have in his car. But there are little containers that you can buy, and you can get a small one that's like a cup size and then a more large one that can fit like a pot on top of it. But basically, it's a container that you add the powder in that comes with it. She said it's like little powder or whatever that you shake into it. You open up the packet, you dump the contents into this canister, and then you add, she believed it was like 2 tablespoons of water. She wasn't quite sure, so don't quote either of us on that. But you add just a little bit of water to it, and then it starts boiling. So that way you can cook, you can have heat if you, you know, it could be a heat source. I was thinking especially for my brother driving back and forth, like if he's ever stuck on the mountain during a snowstorm or something, that this would might be a good source of heat. Or depending upon how long you're stuck in the car, stuck in the house without heat and things, you can get a bigger one where she was saying that you can even boil, you know, a pot of water on top of it as well, just in case if you're not able to get access to a fire and things like that. And so I thought that that was a very neat idea and could definitely come in handy during an emergency situation. I'm not, and again, I'm not sure, I haven't seen them specifically for myself, but that is something that I am planning on getting for my brother to use as well. And then speaking of just warming devices, I guess you could say, but hand warmers and feet warmers that you can buy. Again, those ones that you like shake to activate and things like that, that you can activate on demand so that you can keep yourself warm, keep your loved ones warm, especially during this winter, rainy and snow season, that can be very helpful. And they're little packs and you can get them from Costco. I've bought a box of hand warmers from Costco that I believe has like 90 hand warmers or something crazy in there, at least 50 of them. And they last up to 8 hours. They also make foot warmers, but I'm sure you can just use the hand warmers. You can slip it into your boots, into your shoes, into your pockets of your jackets, pockets of your pants to keep your legs warm and things like that that can help you. And the nice thing about it is, again, you can activate it on demand. So you can activate it whenever you need to, and it will stay warm for up to 8 hours, which is very, very good as well. So with that, I'm going to take it to our last break. And when we come back, I'm going to, you know, name a few other things that you may want to add into your survival kit, just for one, for sanity, two, for fun, as well as other things that you may actually need to use just in case. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Now, welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So I am going to wrap up this episode with a quick, a few more items that you may need to add into it real quickly. So another thing that is good to have, so definitely having like a small knife or a pocket knife, having a radio that is either crank operated or with batteries, so that, again, especially if you're in the home and things like that, you can stay up to date with the weather reports, evacuation reports, as well as help and things like that. Scissors, tweezers, safety pins are really good. Burn ointment, something that you may already have in your first aid kit, or you can add to it. Absorbent pads for bleeding. So like, if, again, if you get gashed in the arm, leg, face, abdomen, foot, whatever, you may able to stop the bleeding, and or just have some absorbent material to help with that. Nausea medication is something that I had mentioned. Duct tape, which is really good because, one, it can help fix almost anything, but also it's really good for if you have a blister or if you have a wound and stuff like that. It can help. You can use it in emergency or in a disaster to help close up a wound, cover up a blister or something like that as well. That's really quick and easy fix. Having an easy access toolkit, as far as like with a wrench, screwdriver, a flashlight, again, something that, you know, pliers, something that might be small that you can keep in this, you know, survival and home kit. I keep a small toolkit in the glove compartment of my car as well, because you never know when you're going to need something as well. So it's something that I've used multiple times too. A blanket. Some people like to keep a folding shovel or also a crowbar just in case. Sanitation. So if you want to keep toilet paper, but they take up too much room, you can actually remove the inside cardboard tube and flatten them out, which can save a lot of time. People, there are even containers. I mean, if you needed to eliminate waste, if you are all like gung-ho about it as well. And then also some other things that I thought were pretty interesting to definitely try to keep in were a fire starter. If you're not really good with starting fires, or having a flare and things like that is really good as well, to alert others of your location. Let's see, a water container that you can take with you if you need to. Again, those box waters, I think, is a very good and exciting, you know, thing that I stumbled upon that I think it would be very, very useful. Let's see, an extra pair of keys for your car, your home, whatever other vehicles that you may need to get in or you may need to get something out of, as well. Extra cash, actually having cash on hand is very, very important. Matches, rain gear, towels, blankets. Now, this is also something that you can have all together. Some people actually have like trunks or, you know, a closet full of all of these things already packed and stored and ready to go, set aside just at all times. So that's definitely something that you could consider. You can consider having a small toolkit or toolbox full of all of these things for in the back of your car. My brother, I believe, has a box full of stuff as well. Extra clothing, maybe an extra pair of shoes, a hat. Liquid bleach is something that has been coming up very often as well. Antiseptic wash is something that you may need, especially, again, if there's no access to clean water, then that's definitely something that you can add to it as well. And then also, you know, a lot of these things are very serious and things that you definitely need to have and should have, such as water, the basic necessities, water, food, the, you know, long-lasting food, non-perishable food items, dried food items, energy bars, things that have a lot of protein in them to keep you sustained, a lot of fiber as well, a first aid kit that has the antibiotic ointments, the antiseptic washes, the bandages, the gauze, the heat warmers, the hand warmers and things like that, the activate when ready ice packs, the gauze. I think I might have said gauze already, but there are just a lot of things that you definitely should have. The knife, a screwdriver could come in handy too, like with a toolkit if you ever need to break a window. Sometimes you may need to get out of your car and you're not able to, so you can break the window, or you need to, I don't know, I'm not saying this in a bad way, but maybe you need to break into your home to get to safety. So you can smash the window with a screwdriver. I'm just saying, you never know when you may need it. Okay. Depending on the situation, that might be the only way that you can get into your home, get into your car and get things out, get a loved one out, get a stranger out of their car. You never know. There's all different types of scenarios and situations that can happen to us that do happen on a regular basis, that when you're prepared, then you can perhaps save someone's life, your own life, or a loved one's life as well. But then, before I wrap up this episode, you also want to add in something fun. Because one, if you're stuck with, you know, stuck for a long time, or, you know, you're stranded for a while, one, by yourself, having a deck of cards. Now, I think that we have to take it back and not rely on our phones and our tablets and things like that, because honestly, even if you have the battery pack and you can charge your phone later, do you really want to waste all of your phone charge because you're playing Candy Crush? It's not really wise, especially when you don't know when help is going to come. Even if help says that they're going to be there within, let's say, I don't know, 12 hours, it may take them 15, 24, 48. You really don't know how long it's going to take for them to come rescue you, come save you, or when the evacuation may be over and things like that. So a deck of playing cards, books, fun things that you could do, coloring books, motivational books, because maybe you need some motivation and you get your mind off the situation at that time. Your favorite board games, Monopoly, Twister, things that you can do that will keep your kids occupied. You know, extra homework even. I don't know. I would hate to have to do homework during a disaster, but you know, you may just need that. You know, spoons, plastic spoons, spoons and a deck of cards. My family loves playing spoons. So, you know, that can definitely be something that we could add to our emergency survival kit, because that's something that you can pass the time with, keep your mind off things, keep the spirits and the morale high, and entertain one another. Charades, even just fun things that you can do that you don't need a lot of items, or you don't need any items at all. You can improvise and things like that, and to enjoy one another and to kind of like keep you sane. And even this is something that I saw online as well that I thought was pretty smart to add into that you might not think about, but candy. Now, I know that this is a health and wellness podcast and we try to stay away from sugar and things like that and try to make good decisions, but if you are stuck and you're, say, for example, in your home and you cannot get out of your home because of a blizzard, or for whatever reasons may have you, why you cannot leave your home, or you're in the basement because that's the safest place for you to be at that time, and you're only eating freeze-dried food for 3 or 4 days, a Snickers bar would, one, boost the morale, two, just boost your spirits a little bit, you know, chocolate and things like that, and just give, you know, something to look forward to, something to mix it up as well. You don't have to punish yourself more than what you are already suffering and dealing with, being stuck or being evacuated or being shut in. So, you know, candy or your kids' favorite whatever. Maybe they like high C juices, and, you know, you can keep a container or keep a, pack, a 6-pack of the high C juices for your kids, and you guys can, you know, save that and say, you know, okay, tonight you guys can have one of those, because I really appreciate you guys understanding and keeping your spirits up and being cooperative during this time, because that's a hard time for kids too. You know, it can be nervous, it can be very nerve-wracking, it can be disappointing, it can be long, it can be boring, it can be cold and all that, so it can give them something to look forward to as well. And so that was something that I definitely think should be added to a treat, you know, for you, for your kids, and for yourself even, because, you know, sometimes you just want a Snickers and it's not necessarily the best thing. But if that's what you have and that's what's going to boost your morale at that time and keep your spirits up and keep you motivated as you're waiting for help or waiting for the all clear call, then so be it, right? So there's a lot worse things out there, like not having the Snickers bar and potentially going out for food or going out because you just don't care anymore. And that can be a terrible thing. So anyways, so that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I've been your host, Pauline, and thank you for joining me for the 5th episode. I'm so excited. I can't believe I've already done 50 episodes of the Health and Wellness Podcast. It's been a lot of fun, and I have a lot more content for you guys coming at you these next few weeks. So definitely keep it locked here. I'll talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.